Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 11, and we'll read through chapter 3, verse number 3. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but with that which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk, and not with meat. For hitherto were ye not able to bear it, neither now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal, and walk as men? Let me remind you of something here. God made us as a body, a soul, and a spirit. But when man sinned, his spirit died. And because we're all born into sin, we're born with a dead spirit. We have the ability for it to come to life if it's attached to the gospel. You see, that is where spiritual life comes from. But man in his natural state is just body and soul. Salvation is a spiritual conception. Faith is the seed put there by God, Romans 12:3. God hath given to every man the measure of faith. And when that measure of faith receives the word of God, salvation is conceived. There is a birth, a new birth of an eternal spirit in man. It is not gotten by our own righteousness or our own goodness. It is the gift of God. The Spirit is added to us. It's not a separate part of life. It is interwoven into our body and our soul. Many Christians have this idea that living a spiritual life is separate from living life. This could not be farther from the truth. Jesus lived the most spiritual life on earth. He didn't float on a cloud and walk around with folded hands saying, holy, 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 for 33 years. He ate, he played, he worked, he was a carpenter, he laughed, he got angry, he cried, etc. In John 10:10, the Bible says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus was not saying to have a different type of life. He said, I'm going to add something to the life you do have. Spiritual life is added to the body and soul. It is not a separate part of life. In other words, God wants us to live abundantly by giving us spiritual life added to this life. You are not living the spiritual life because you visit spiritual activity. Going to church, reading the Bible, praying, going about life without the Spirit is not spiritual. God wants to be a part of everything. You see, that's why I kind of disagree with the statement that we're to make God first in our life. No, we should make him center of our life. He needs to be center of cleaning the house and cooking and playing and work and family time and everything we do. That's living the spiritual life in this life. Now, let me give you just a couple quick thoughts. Number one, spiritual life is actually living this life. Spiritual life is not a separate part of life. A spiritual life is adding the Holy Spirit and a godly spirit to every part of life. By the way, the Bible says that a lost man can't do this. We just read in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, and that he cannot know them, because they are spiritually discerned." You see, only a saved person can live a spiritual life. Non-spiritual life is filled with envy and strife and division and conflict. Spiritual living is adding the principles of God to every part of life. That's what Jesus meant by that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Number two, spiritual living takes spiritual understanding. That's what Colossians 1:9 is all about. Spirituality is not an accumulation of knowledge or facts. It is the living of those knowledge and those facts. You see, separation from the world does not make you spiritual, but a spiritual person will separate from the world and sin. Doing spiritual activity does not make you spiritual. For instance, just because you go to your garage and sit in the garage, you don't become a car. You could go to church and sit in church and not be spiritual. It's not dependent on the location, it's dependent on what you do. Spiritual living is letting the Holy Spirit bear fruit in our life. That's what Galatians 5:16 through 25 are all about. You see, the fruit of the Spirit is not something we develop. It is the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of man. As we use love, as we use joy, as we use peace, the Holy Spirit then refills us, and the more we use it, the more he fills us again. Spiritual living is restoring the fallen people, not criticizing them. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, "Ye which are spiritual, restore such a one. Bear ye one another's burdens." You know, we're not supposed to gossip and criticize about someone who has done wrong or fallen. We're supposed to restore them. We're not supposed to criticize and critique sick people. We're to lift them up. Living spiritual is allowing the Holy Spirit and the Bible to be applied to every event in our life. And lastly, there's also spiritual wickedness, and it's a trap from the devil himself. That's what Ephesians 6:10 through 12 are all about. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Spiritual wickedness is contrary to Scripture. That's called the traditions of man, religion. Everybody has the same God, but we just call him different names. Humanism, our society today. How do we stand against spiritual wickedness? We have the armor of God, Ephesians 6:13 through 20. By the way, that's not for us just to know what it is and polish it up. It's for battle. Spiritual life is real living. It's not a separate part of life. It's adding spirituality to this life. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.